Reading from To the Lighthouse by Virginia Woolf.
Wishing to dominate, wishing to interfere, making people do what she wished. That was the charge against her, and she thought it most unjust. How could she help being like that to look at? No one could accuse her of making pains to impress. She was often ashamed of her own shabbiness. Nor was she domineering, nor was she tyrannical. It was more true about hospitals and drains and the dairy. About things like that, she did feel passionately, and would, if she had the chance, have liked to take people by the scruff of their necks and make them see. No hospital on the whole island. It was a disgrace. Milk delivered at your door in London, positively brown with dirt. It should be made illegal. A modern dairy and a hospital up there. Those two things she would have liked to do herself. But how? With all these children? When they were older, then perhaps she would have time. When they were all at school. Oh, but she never wanted James to grow a day older, or Cam either. These two she would have liked to keep forever just as they were, demons of wickedness, angels of delight, never to see them grow up into long-legged monsters. Nothing made up for the loss. When she read just now to James, and there were numbers of soldiers with kettle drums and trumpets, and his eyes darkened, she thought, why should they grow up and lose all that? He was the most gifted, the most sensitive of her children. But all she thought were full of promise. Prue, a perfect angel with the others, and sometimes now, at night especially, she took one's breath away with her beauty. Andrew, even her husband, admitted that his gift for mathematics was extraordinary. And Nancy and Roger, they were both wild creatures now, scampering about over the country all day long. As for Rose, her mouth was too big, but she had a wonderful gift with her hands. If they had charades, Rose made the dresses, made everything, like best arranging tables, flowers, anything. She did not like it that Jasper should shoot birds, but it was only a stage. They all went through stages. Why, she asked, pressing her chin on James' head, should they grow up so fast? Why should they go to school? She would have liked always to have had a baby. She was the happiest carrying one in her arms. Then people might say she was tyrannical, domineering, masterful if they chose. She did not mind. And touching his hair with her lips, she thought he will never be so happy again, but stopped herself, remembering how it angered her husband that she should say that. Still, it was true. They were happier now than they would ever be again. A tenpenny tea set made Cam happy for days. She heard them stamping and crowing on the floor above her head the moment they awoke. They came bustling along the passage. Then the door sprang open and in they came, fresh as roses, staring wide awake, as if this coming into the dining room after breakfast, which they did every day of their lives, was a positive event to them, and so on, with one thing after another all day long, until she went up to say good night to them and found them netted in their cots, like birds among cherries and raspberries, still making up stories about some little bit of rubbish, something they had heard, something they had picked up in the garden. They all had their little treasures. And so she went down and said to her husband, why must they grow up and lose it all? Never will they be so happy again. And he was angry. Why take such a gloomy view of life? He said. It is not sensible, for it was odd. And she believed it to be true, that with all his gloom and desperation, he was happier, more hopeful on the whole than she was, less exposed to human worries. Perhaps that was it. He had always his work to fall back on. Not that she herself was pessimistic, as he accused her of being, only she thought life and a little strip of time presented itself to her eyes, her 50 years. There it was before her, life. Life, she thought. But she did not finish her thought. She took a look at life, for she had a clear sense of it there, something real, something private, which she shared neither with her children nor with her husband.